You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Big tech companies and investors have a terrible track record when it comes to hiring, investing in, and retaining people of color, especially Black employees. That reduces opportunity and equality and, as we heard last week, can leave a lot of money on the table to boot. Tiffany Ashley Bell is an alum of the Y Combinator Startup Accelerator and founding director of the water nonprofit, The Human Utility. She wrote a Medium post recently titled, "It's Time We Dealt with White Supremacy in Tech," and originated the phrase, "Make the hire, send the wire."
The tech sector, in large part, has not hired Black people in a lot of different places and different roles, and it has not, you know, funded Black people. When we talk about investors, and, you know, and that has consequences as well, as far as, you know, who is doing the innovating, who has the resources to innovate at scale, who is thought of as innovative. You know, make the hire, send the wire is a very succinct way of capturing that something needs to change in this moment.
But you also say, and I feel like this is really important, that hiring or wiring is a start, but then the industry and many tech companies who do hire Black employees have a real problem retaining them.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, in that essay, I do talk about retention and the fact that I have known personally myself people who will get, you know, jobs at your usual, you know, well-known tech companies, but they don't stay very long. And, you know, they're very demoralized and they are on their way out of the door. I've had friends, for example, where they've told me about their performance reviews, for example. I'm thinking of a Black woman in particular. It sounded like her performance review had more to do with whether she was able to perform culture fit. Did she want to go axe throwing on the weekends? Did she want to go to beer gardens after work and things like that? You know, rather than did she actually perform the work that she was paid to do? And like I also mentioned in the post, that translates to their compensation. And I think that that's contributing to why you might be able to hire 10, 15 Black people in a year in a certain department, but only at the end of the year are three left, because they've been treated in ways that other people haven't, that has nothing to do with their work product. And, you know, that's a serious issue in tech.
Do you think there's something specific to the tech world in terms of culture and retention?
I don't think it's just tech. Anything involving money perhaps is going to have these dynamics, because historically, Black people have not been able and allowed to accumulate wealth the way that white people have, especially in the United States, because of slavery and whatnot. And we're getting into a space where we're finding and seeing, and we've known this for a long time. It's never not been true, but Black people are just as talented and intelligent as other folks, and we're starting to demand to be compensated in the same way. And because historically that's not been a thing, you know, the reaction in some cases has been hostile. And again, this is a moment to examine that and, you know, just reckon with the idea that it doesn't make any sense at this point.
Tiffany Ashley Bell is the founding director of the water nonprofit, The Human Utility. According to a 2017 study, people of color in tech leave their jobs more than 3.5 times more often than white men do. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.